Thank you, Chair, for giving me the floor. The group would like to express appreciation to you and the Vice Chair for ably guiding the work of the 84th session of the Working Party. The G77 in China would like to note that the substantive discussions of the Working Party were held in an informal setting, which means that there will be no record of many of the important points that were raised by the group and the individual member states throughout the deliberations. We believe this is not appropriate and kindly request the Secretariat to organize these meetings in a formal session so that the main points from the exchanges are properly reflected in the report of the chair. We would like to recall that this request was already put forward by the G77 in China in the past, and unfortunately, our request remains outstanding to date. In order to ensure the recording of the main points raised, the G77 would like to reiterate some of the main messages given during this session of the Working Party. First, regarding technical cooperation, the group would like to thank the directors from different divisions of their presentation and comments, the work and achievements in this pillar of work. For future Working Party session, this is an area that can be streamlined in order to allow the Working Party session to be more time efficient. And we recall, I can recall that we also mentioned in the opening of the Working Party. The group also looks forward to receiving updates on the implementation of the recently approved technical cooperation strategy, and in particular in the area of fundraising. Second, regarding the evaluation of subprogram one, the group noted that the results of the evaluation are positive and concluded that the subprogram is implementing its mandate. We note that there remain some areas of improvement, and for that we acknowledge the management response that specifies the way in which the Secretariat intends to implement the results of the evaluation. During the informal session, the group expressed our propositions on specific elements of the evaluation, recommendations, and management response. For the record, we would like to reiterate the following. A, implementation of measures regarding the pillar of research and analysis of UNCTAD must always preserve the intellectual independence of the Secretariat, while at the same time aligning themselves to the mandates under the subprogram operates. B, for the IGA and the FFD, the group is willing to work together with the Secretariat and the rest of the membership to improve the procedural and logistical matters regarding the organization of the sessions, choosing of panelists, but remains faithful to the original mandate of this IG contained in its carefully negotiated terms of reference. The group is conscious of its responsibility under the consensus building pillar and will continue to work together with other groups in order to build consensus under the important topic of financing for development. Third, regarding the preparatory session of the program, the group looks forward in receiving a document that implements the suggestions given, and that reflects a coherent and balanced implementation of the Bridgetown Covenant. Lastly, Chair, I want to take this opportunity on behalf of my delegation to express appreciations to the colleagues, members of the G77 and China, and particularly the core group for their valuable contributions in the discussions. Also, we express appreciation to other regional groups' coordination, the UNCTAD Secretariat, particularly the G77 Liaison Office, and of course, to the entire membership for the demonstrated flexibility and constructive discussions that has led to the conclusion of this session with some useful outcome. I thank you, Chair.